Welcome to New River Baptist Church in the Evening. I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm so glad you joined us. The Bible says in Acts 1:8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." I mentioned last week that I wanted to share with you four qualities the church must have in order to keep the main thing the main thing. The first one is this. We have to have the right message. Jesus tells his men, "You will be my witnesses." Jesus is to be the sole focus of their message. That's never changed. We are to tell the world about him. We are witnesses for Christ. The gospel alone has saving power. Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and also to the Greek." We're to tell the message of his love, his death, and his resurrection. We are to share the whole message of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 says, "For I passed on to you as most important what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." We're to tell the world that Jesus will save anyone who comes to him by faith. We are not sent to try and impress the world with our grasp of theology. Our only mission is to point people to Jesus. He's the only hope the world has for salvation. The Bible says there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. As someone said, all we are is one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. The command to be Christ's witnesses is for all true believers in him. There are no loopholes. No one can say, this doesn't apply to me. Jesus said, you will be my witnesses.